Let's go now to Washington, D.C., in a form of silent protest that may soon appear in front of the Russian embassy. It's located on Wisconsin Avenue, but a bill before the D.C. City Council would rename the portion of the avenue that's in front of the Russian embassy after Boris Nemtsov, a prominent vocal critic of President Putin, who was assassinated in 2015. Martin Astermule from member station WAMU reports.
Washington, D.C. City Council member Mary Chase says she introduced the bill renaming that block of Wisconsin Avenue after Nemtsov to send a message of support to the Russian people.
People are being assassinated simply because they're agitating for democracy. And that's wrong. And if this is a small way of us saying that that's wrong, I'm happy to do it.
Symbolically renaming streets in the nation's capital to commemorate important people is nothing new. Musician Marvin Gaye and poet Langston Hughes each have blocks named after them. So do gay rights pioneer Frank Kameny and civil rights activist Malcolm X. There's even a neighborhood street known as Queen Stroll Place, so named because in 1991 Queen Elizabeth took a walk there while visiting town. But Che's proposal for Boris Nemtsov Plaza is of a different breed. It directly criticizes Russia and does so right in front of its embassy. The idea originally came from Florida Senator Marco Rubio, but he passed it off to Councilwoman Che when the Senate seemed unlikely to move forward with it.
I learned that it may be stalled in the Congress, and so we were sort of plan B, I guess.
This isn't the first time international politics has made its way onto D.C. street signs. In the late 1980s, a portion of 16th Street in front of what was then the Russian embassy was renamed after dissident Andrei Sakharov. The signs for Sakharov Plaza remain there today. But such symbolic attacks can come at a cost. Last year, an effort in the Senate to rename a street in front of the Chinese embassy after a dissident was met with a veto threat from then-President Obama. He said he worried it would complicate relations between the two countries. And that's exactly what Washingtonian Helen Andrews says she fears will happen between the U.S. and Russia if Boris Nemtsov Plaza becomes a reality.
Relations with Russia right now are already bad enough. We don't need to be sticking a finger in their eye.
Andrews, who's a writer, also says that these symbolic renamings are usually lost on residents and visitors. As an example, she points to Sakharov Plaza.
I walk down this street all the time and didn't know that it was Sakharov Plaza, so I don't think the residents will notice Boris Nemtsov Plaza, you know, one way or the other. So its only effect will be to annoy Russia for no good reason.
But for Maryland resident James Adai, annoying Russia is a good reason to rename Wisconsin Avenue in front of the embassy.
Russians meddled in our election, so every little thing we can do to hit back, I'm for it.
Neither the Russian embassy nor the State Department responded to requests for comment. But if they want to weigh in, the city council is holding a hearing on the proposed renaming tomorrow. And according to council staff, Nemtsov's daughter Zhanna is expected to speak in favor of the bill. For her part, Councilwoman Che says she has not been dissuaded by any possible international repercussions to the renaming.
For me, it's the right thing to do, and I'm very pleased to do it, so I'm going to go forward.
If the bill makes its way through the city council, Congress will still have a chance to weigh in and block the bill if it chooses. For Here and Now, I'm Martin Ostermule in Washington.